Chapter 13. Salahuddin's Bluff. Halfway up the gully, Salahuddin stood waiting in the moonlight. Musa and the policemen were hidden behind rocks. At last, Salahuddin heard the noise he was waiting for. Strangle and his men were carrying the mummy out of the tomb. He waited patiently until Strangle came round the rock. Strangle did not notice him. He had his back towards Salahuddin and was giving instructions to his men.
"Carefully now, go carefully," said Strangle to the men above him.
A few moments later, Strangle turned round to look for a path down the gully. He saw Salahuddin standing below him.
"Salahuddin el-Nur," said Strangle. "I didn't expect you so soon. Have you come here to help us?"
"I've come to help you put the mummy back in the tomb," replied Salahuddin quietly.
"I'm taking the mummy away with me," said Strangle, "and you won't be able to stop me."
"I've got my men all round you," said Salahuddin, "and they've got orders to shoot."
"Order them to shoot if you want," said Strangle, "but think what will happen before you give the order. Remember, you haven't got protective suits. I was the one clever enough to think of suits to protect us from the germs. Without these suits, you cannot come near the mummy. If you shoot us, we'll drop the mummy. It will break open if it falls, and the germs will spread everywhere."
Salahuddin stood looking up at Strangle. For a few seconds, there was a strange silence in the moonlit gully.
"I've told my men to shoot you in the legs," said Salahuddin. "A spacesuit with holes in it will not protect you."
"And my orders to my men are to drop the mummy if I am shot," replied Strangle. "We are coming down now."
Strangle's men began to move. Strangle's men carefully lowered the mummy down over the large rock. Strangle came nearer to Salahuddin.
"You'd better move," advised Strangle.
Salahuddin waited until Strangle was a few meters away. Then he raised his revolver.
"Stop where you are," he said to Strangle. "Stop or I shoot." "Shoot me and you'll die, and your policemen with you," replied Strangle. "You're all going to die anyway," shouted Salahuddin loudly. He wanted Strangle's men to hear him. "Didn't Pharaoh tell you about the acid?"
Strangle stood still, and his men stopped moving.
"What acid?" asked Strangle.
"There's a strong acid on the walls of the tomb and on the mummy," replied Salahuddin. "The acid is slowly burning through your suits and through your gloves. When it has burnt through, the germs of the disease will follow it. Then you will all die, like De Vries and Kiesing."
Strangle's men looked at one another carefully. Then they lowered the mummy down onto the ground below the rock. They looked at their gloves and at their spacesuits.
"He's bluffing," shouted Strangle, turning back to face them. "It isn't true. There isn't any acid that can last for thousands of years. It's a bluff."
But his men did not move. They were not sure if Salahuddin was speaking the truth.
"You'll soon feel the acid burning your hands," Salahuddin shouted up at them.
"Then it will be too late. The germs will be inside your suits."
Suddenly, one of Strangle's men began to tear off the gloves of his suit. He believed what Salahuddin was saying. The sweat caused by the rubber gloves was making his hands itch.
"I can feel my hands burning," he shouted. "I'm getting out of this suit before the germs kill me." "You fool," shouted Strangle. "You're sure to die now. Your suit is covered with germs."
Strangle was right. As the man was pulling the suit off from his legs, he gave a loud scream. He rolled forward and fell down the gully, turning and twisting. Salahuddin jumped to one side. The man rolled past him and lay, twisting in pain, beside the dead body of Keesing. Strangle suddenly ran towards Salah ad-Din. He wanted to touch Salah ad-Din with the outside of his suit. Salah ad-Din would die too, but Strangle could not move quickly because of the suit. Salah ad-Din shot Strangle in the leg. Immediately the germs got into his blood, and in a few seconds he was dead. Salah ad-Din shouted to Musa and the policemen.
"Come out now," he said. "Watch these men."
Then he looked up and spoke to Strangle's men.
"The acid will take some time to burn through," he told them. "Before it does, you have time to carry the mummy back into the tomb. Then we'll help you to take those suits off carefully."
Strangle's men did not know what to do. The man lying beside Keesing gave a loud scream and died.
"You haven't got much time," Salah ad-Din shouted. "Get that mummy back into the tomb quickly. It's your only hope of staying alive."
The men carefully lifted up the mummy and began to move it back into the tomb. Inspector Musa climbed down towards them.
"Keep back! Keep away from them, Musa!" shouted Salah ad-Din.
Salah ad-Din told one of the policemen to go back to the Range Rover.
"Bring me the box of dynamite," he said. "I am going to shut the Queen of Death in her tomb forever."
Back in Cairo, Layla opened the front door of the house. Inspector Ahmed was waiting outside with the two policemen.
"Christine Farrow is locked in one bedroom," said Layla quickly. "The man's in another room. He's using a radio."
"Let's get him first," said Ahmed. "Show me the way."
Ahmed and the two policemen followed Layla. Layla pointed to a bedroom door.
"He's in there," said Layla.
Ahmed walked quietly up to the bedroom door. He turned the handle, but the door was locked. Ahmed stood back with his revolver in his hand. One of the policemen crashed against the door with his shoulder. The door broke open and they ran into the room.
"Police! The police are here!"
shouted Greer into the radio. Ahmed pointed his revolver at Greer.
"You're under arrest," he said. "Give me the keys to the other bedroom."
Suddenly, a voice came from the radio. It was the voice of Dr. Farrow.
"What's happening there?"
asked Farrow.
"What did you say about the police?"
Ahmed went over to the radio.
"Who's calling?" he asked.
Farrow explained who he was and where he was calling from.
"What about Inspector Salah ad-Din?"
asked Ahmed.
"He's here," said Farrow. "What about my wife?"
"Your wife is all right," said Ahmed. "What's happening where you are?"
Farrow began to explain, but he was stopped by the voice of Salah ad-Din.
"This is Inspector Salah ad-Din el-Nur. Who's that?"
"It's Inspector Ahmed speaking. Hello, Salah ad-Din. Everything's all right here. Christine Farrow is safe and well. How are you?"
"We've got to move out of here quickly," replied Salah ad-Din. "I've put dynamite under a rock at the top of a mountain. The dynamite is going to explode in a few minutes. Keep listening. You'll hear the noise."
The policemen took Greer away. Ahmed sat down near the radio, and Layla brought Christine Farrow into the room. She was crying.
"You can stop worrying. Your husband is safe," Inspector Ahmed told her. "I've just spoken to him on the radio. Everything is all right."